we're talking about your favourite L word, load shedding. I prefer not to use it. It is power cuts, and it is, of course, Eskom dressing up the disaster as something a little gentler than it actually is. But, I mean, have you found that your food's been going off? You've had things packed in the fridge or the freezer. You know, you try and do your shopping once a week to be economic and to be wise and prudent with your time. And then you find half the stuff has actually gone to waste. You've got to toss food out because it's gone off as a result of the ongoing power cuts. Now, we thought we should bring an expert into the conversation to find out what is actually safe to consume after all the hours of power cuts that we have been experiencing cumulatively in the course of a week or so. And joining us on the line is Professor Lucia Analek. She's Director of Analek Consulting. Prof, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. Good to have you with us. And Prof, I mean, I think the problem is, I mean, you've listed all the usual contents of a fridge. People have got fresh meat or poultry in there, fish in there, milk, cheeses and the like, as well as vegetables. What is actually safe to eat after a series of power cuts?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Yes, it's a very, very good question because your perishable foods are the ones that are going to be the most affected. So generally what we do say is that these perishable foods would be fine if they stay in the refrigerator at 4 degrees Celsius with the doors closed during the time of load shedding. However, the more you open the fridge door, the more warmer air is then sucked into the fridge, and that just increases the temperature.
Right. So I mean, some people, for example, have experienced power cuts this week that have started at midnight, that have only come to an end at 12:30 the next day. What sort of damage can be done to food like meat, poultry or fish by that time?
Well, by that time, there's actually quite a lot of damage. And in fact, I would certainly advise that any of those perishable foods are then completely thrown away and discarded, because there's a potential that they would have become unsafe for human consumption after a full 12 hours of power failure.
That's not even something that can be given to pets or anything. It just cannot be consumed by any living creature, you know,
absolutely
for fear.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. No, it really does need to be completely discarded and not even given to your domestic pets at all, because they could also become ill from some of those food poisoning bacteria that might actually be in those products.
Right. What about dairy, Doctor?
Dairy as well. It depends on the dairy. Milk, fresh milk, is going to go off quite quickly as well. But your hard cheeses like cheddar cheese, if anybody has Parmesan cheese in their fridge, those cheeses are going to be fine for a period of time after the load shedding. Mm-hmm. But any soft cheeses like the Camembert or the blue cheeses or cottage cheeses, those are all very perishable and should also be discarded.
All right. I mean, I think with vegetables, it's fairly obvious what has been able to keep and what hasn't. But in terms of even the shorter power cuts, where you've got a power cut of 2 hours, you know, and the power comes on again, but this happens frequently, every day, for example, what is the quality of food after those little lapses in time where it's not being kept cold?
Well, if load shedding occurs, for example, once a day, then the chances of the food going off in that period of time are very, very little. And so, you know, once the refrigerator comes back on again, it will go back to its, hopefully, 4 degrees Celsius, because that's a magic temperature that refrigerators should be running at. The unfortunate thing is that our refrigerators usually run at slightly higher temperatures. So one has to take that into consideration. But the multiple load shedding, two to three, and sometimes even 4 times a day, will definitely have an effect on the quality of the food in that refrigerator.
Wherever possible, do you recommend buying long-life food?
Absolutely. I would say, for example, that whatever can be frozen should rather be frozen. If no freezer is available, then I suggest that one buys smaller quantities of fresh food, cook it and consume it rather quickly so that it doesn't have to be kept in the refrigerator for long periods of time. And also be careful of leftovers, because leftovers are also we regard them as perishable because they're very, very vulnerable to all sorts of contamination in the fridge. Buying long life products such as your sterile or your UHT milk and other beverages, juices, etc. Canned goods are also a good option. So yes, there are a number of foods we can buy, as well as freezing whatever we can that would actually help.
Prof, thank you so much for your insight into this. Professor Lucia Annelich, she's Director of Annelich Consulting.